Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program brought to you today by Fouch Agri Service in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Parks and Recreation Director, Denny Hammond, joining us now. And so thank you very much, Denny, for coming on. And kind of the first question for you is, the Jefferson Municipal Pool is now open for business for this season. And so can you kind of run down for us when those pool hours are, first of all?
We'll have same hours as we had last year, which would be start with our adult swim, which is 11:30, and then from 1 to 5, we have a general admission swim, and then from 5 to 8, we have the adult family swim. And then after that, if the people want to rent the pool for private parties, that will take place after 8 o'clock during the week, 7 o'clock during the weekends.
And then give us the prices as far as daily admission, and there's also season passes for people to be aware of.
Yes, that's correct. The season passes would be, if you have a child that would like to go, would be $65. Senior pass is $55. Adult pass, 18 and over, is $80. And the family pass, which is probably our most popular one, is $135. Daily passes are $6 for adults, $5 for children.
And then there were supposed to be two new features in the pool, and it seems like they're not going to be quite ready for when the pool opens this season, and that is a new slide as well as a climbing wall. But tell us what the snafu is there, Denny.
The funding we got for the slide came from the Grow Green County, and the funding for the climbing wall came from the Green County Community Foundation. Both very much appreciated in getting those grants. There's a little more red tape to go with changing a pool, particularly when you're changing the features that may involve safety issues. And so we are currently working with the Iowa Department of Public Health. They're kind of backlogged, which would be understandable for this time of year as well. And so we're not sure when we'll be able to get their certification to begin this project. So we're a little frustrated from the standpoint that we're not sure we'll have it done this year, or if it is done this year, it'll probably be very late in the season. But we do know that we will be able to do it at some point in time as soon as we can work through all the red tape that we need to accomplish. And I guess it's something we can look forward to and anticipate, but I really can't give you a timeline on that.
We got a couple of things we need to get to right away that was supposed to happen last year, but I'm sure because of supply chain issues and the like there, didn't happen until this year. And we're talking, of course, first of all, about the new adult exercise equipment out at Dobbin Dick Park. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have just had that recently installed, and it's ready to be used. I think it's raised a few eyebrows because people aren't really sure how to use it. But there are signs on each piece of equipment that demonstrate how you can use that piece of equipment. So once the people discover that, then they feel a bit more at ease about it. But yeah, we'd like to have people go out there and take a look at it and get used to all the different exercises you can do on it. Most of it, of course, is using your own body weight, push-ups and pull-ups and that type of thing, set-ups. But anyway, it's kind of a challenge, and we thought it would be a great addition to people that like to walk out there. They could also add this to their routine as well and get some other strength and conditioning exercises in.
Same kind of similar setup at Russell Park. We tore down the old playground equipment there, and now we've got the shiny new penny of the new playground equipment, virtually well along the same lines as Dobbin Dick Park, right?
Yes, very much so. It was ordered at the same time and with the same scenario that we would have to wait for a year on it. And actually, the equipment arrived within days of the other equipment. When the crews came to put it together, they actually worked on both projects for the two-day period that they were here. Unfortunately, there was an integral piece that was missing with the Russell Park equipment. It was a platform piece, so they were not able to finish that the first time that they came to install. They had to reorder that piece and finished it. So now it is functioning, and there again, kudos to the city crews because they got in as quickly as they could to get the P-Rock put into place once the installation of the equipment by Bull and Recreation was completed. It was interesting because I had mothers come in to tell me that they could not take their kids by Russell Park because they knew this equipment was sitting there half finished and they kept wanting it to be done. So they had to avoid the area until the equipment was finished. So I'm hoping now that everybody's aware that they can go use it and enjoy it.
Well, and maybe another way they can also use your website is the upcoming Bell Tower Festival activities that you all have going on with the ever-popular mainstay of the Ding Dong Dash, as well as the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Tell us a little bit about both of those activities.
You bet. It's something we sponsor every year, the Ding Dong Dash. The last couple of years, actually, we've put it in conjunction with a couple of our earlier programs, the Rams on the Run. When they sign up for those programs, then they are automatically entered into the Ding Dong Dash. So that has increased, I think, our attendance as well. And plus, it's also given them a little background. It's been great because we got a lot of parents and their children running together now for the Ding Dong Dash. We'll run it basically the way we have in the past. We've got the 5K, the 10K, and the 1 mile fun run, and also the doggy run. So you can sign up for any of those, and once again, use the website, or you can come into the community center to sign up for that.
Registration fees, and then kind of give us that day and time that stuff will actually start up.
Yes, the entry fees, $30, and that would be for the 5K and the 10K and the 1 mile fun run. And then the K9 fees would be $40.
Well, and also the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. You know, how can people get a hold of you for that? I'm assuming through online purposes, but just tell us a little bit about what that is all about. Is it open to anybody? Is it open to a different age group of people? Can you kind of go through that?
Yeah, it's for all ages, from anywhere, I guess. We've had many teams come in from around the area, so it's not just necessarily local teams that'll compete. So, yeah, it's pretty much an open venue, and it's always kind of interesting to see the groups sign up. Sometimes, a lot of times, it'll be players that played together in high school, so they'll get together. Sometimes it'll be young 20-somethings that just happen to know each other and maybe play together in other venues, and so they come together to form a team. So you get all kinds of different backgrounds involved and all different age groups. You'll get them up through 30 and 40 years old, but and as young as the teenagers and middle schoolers.
All right. And then finally, Denny, obviously your parks are up and functioning right now, as well as maybe those more summer water type of activities on the Raccoon River. Can you tell us about some of the rental opportunities that people can do with those outdoor parks and the water situation?
Yeah, you bet. We also rent canoes here at the community center. It's $20 to rent a canoe for the day. And, of course, we supply the paddles and the life jackets. We have a total of 3 canoes. If you would like to all 3 canoes, we'll also supply the trailer for you, which happens occasionally where families will get together and they'll want to have multiple canoes. And so they can just hook onto the trailer and use that to get the canoes to the river. So that's probably an activity I think a lot of people don't think about. Although when they drive by our parking lot, you'll see our canoes sitting out there.
And then as far as the shelter houses, can those be rented during the summertime?
Shelter houses can always be rented, actually, year-round. That obviously, the summertime is going to be the most popular time to use it. Actually, the schools just got through renting the shelters for a lot of the elementary students' end-of-the-year parties, that type of thing. But, yes, they can be rented at any time, and it's almost an embarrassingly low fee. We charge $10 just to basically hold that reservation for you.
How is that as an amenity to be able to offer to people here in town, those shelter houses, as another venue for people to have stuff?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity because most of our parks, and there again, we have a variety of parks to choose from, depending on what you might want to do. But all of them provide space for the kids to run. I mean, you could play a little soccer, you can play a little baseball, they've got enough area in them that you can do activities as well as do a cookout or, I guess, any type of, with the picnic tables, any type of a set-down activity you might have as well. So there are lots of opportunities. Again, if people really look around at the different parks we have here in town, and there again, kudos to the city crews. They do a great job of keeping those parks cleaned up.
And that was the Jefferson Parks and Recreation Director, Denny Hammond, joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. Your channel, Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.